News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Losing a night of sleep can seriously impact our daily lives. A recent survey of 15 countries showed Ireland was the second most sleep-deprived country, second only to the UK. Apparently, one of the top reasons we're not getting the amount of sleep that we require is due to snoring. Joining us on the line now is sleep expert Lucy Wolfe. Lucy, that's a pretty worrying finding that we're faring so badly when it comes to sleep.
I know it is worrying, but we're not on our own, unfortunately. Sleep deprivation, I would consider to be pretty much worldwide epidemic, really, at this stage. I think it's important that we keep talking about it, and we keep emphasising the importance of sleep and the negative implications for people who aren't getting enough sleep, whether it's because your partner is snoring or you yourself are the snorer or any of the other reasons that people report are impacting on their sleep.
Okay, anxiety, I imagine, is a big factor. Generally, when I don't sleep, it's because I'm anxious about something.
Absolutely. It's the number one reason, actually. And again, all of the studies tend to throw anxiety and stress up. 40% of people who struggle with their sleep tend to report that anxiety and stress, whether that's stress or anxiety from work, family, just in general, it definitely has a massive impact on sleep. And there are lots of different strategies that you can start to implement to try to help you overcome stress and anxiety. But I think one of the biggest problems is that we create this cycle of tension that you go into your process of sleep, your bedtime routine, and you maybe already have things on your mind. And then you try to not worry about them because you know it's going to impact your sleep. Whereas the most common way of trying to help diffuse the level of anxiety is actually almost to welcome the negative thoughts initially, and then try to offload them. So rather than saying to myself, I won't think about it, I'm trying not to think about that. That just makes it even worse. It overwhelms your system both psychologically and physiologically, and together those items tend to find going asleep and staying asleep more challenging.
Okay, what about this issue of your partner keeping you awake, snoring? Is that a big issue?
Well, it is a big issue, actually, and lots of different studies kind of show that, people whose partner is a snorer is definitely impacting their sleep. Those bed partners tend to visit the GP more frequently. They tend to themselves have a little more health issues because they're not getting enough sleep. But rather than focusing on them, even though they're important, I'll be much more inclined to say, look, your person you're sharing the bed with is snoring, and snoring can often be indicative of an underlying health issue. So yes, we would be completely entirely sympathetic to the person who's laying beside the snorer, but at the same token as trying to come up with some strategies for that person, we definitely want to get the other snorer to attend their GP and probably see a respiratory consultant to see if they have perhaps obstructive sleep apnea, which is probably one of the biggest cause factors of snoring.
And how common is that?
I haven't got the statistics to hand, but in the UK, 1.5 million people suffer from obstructive sleep apnea.
Okay, wow.
Now, we all have to bear in mind, there are three other main reasons for snoring. Overweight, use of alcohol and smoking increase those risk factors. So again, there are lifestyle choices. Although they're difficult to reverse, I appreciate that. But you can certainly start working on those items in order to alleviate the snoring issue. But we always would want somebody who's snoring to be reviewed by first their GP and then potentially referred.
And just briefly on the sleep apnea, how difficult is that to deal with?
There's different strategies. Again, one of the most popular ones is a CPAP, which is it's a mask. It's kind of uncomfortable when you think of the trying to sleep and wearing a mask at the same time. But again, there are lots of different strategies that can try and help overcome that. And then, of course, when the person who is being treated, who is the snorer is being treated, then obviously their enhanced sleep in turn will help to re-engage the better sleep habits of their bed partner.
Okay, what about the idea of separate beds or separate bedrooms?
Yes.
Obviously not the most romantic of things, but
no.
Is it does it is it necessary?
I wouldn't disregard it. Yeah, I wouldn't disregard it, because I suppose what happens is, and again, lots of different studies support that the bed partner of the person who is, you know, the person who's being disturbed, that they obviously, their own health is at risk because they're not getting enough sleep, but also resentment builds up hugely for the person who's lying beside the person who's keeping them awake. And sometimes a separate sleep space is the solution. Now, it's a completely personal decision, but I definitely would not rule it out from a romantic or an intimate point of view, because I think there's lots of ways in engaging in your relationship that don't necessarily mean lying beside the person who's keeping you awake every night.
It is kind of fundamental, though, to married life, is it not? Or you know, sharing your life with someone, that idea of sharing a bed.
Well, you have to bear in mind that sometimes it's necessary to remove yourself from the situation if your sleep is being so poorly disturbed that, again, your increased health risk factors yourself. And don't forget that sleep is serving such a fundamental function to your health and well-being, even just your thought processes. So the person who's getting less sleep, even just 1 hour less sleep, is much more inclined to have negative thought processes through the day.
Okay, we will leave it there. Lucy Wolfe, thanks indeed for that.
You look a bit worried there, baby.
I was.
You do look a bit worried. I think Ev might, you might be evicted from the old marital bed over this. There's a lot of text about it as well. Just in case.
You leave my marital bed out of it now. But you did
an AA type thing here. You say, hi, my name is Shane Coleman. I snore.
I do snore. Annette has some advice for me though, Paul.
Annette has. And I love this text from Annette. I want to ask Annette a question, actually. Hi, Shane. If my hubby stays off dairy produce, there is no snoring and I get a good night's sleep. That means that Annette's hubby realises that there's amorous intentions when he goes to the fridge and finds there's no butter, no milk, no cheese. But that's, he won't be snoring.
I think you're overinterpreting here.
Okay, maybe I'm just that kind of dirtbag. Maureen texts to say, snoring husbands, snoring husbands, mine sounds like a jumbo jet the minute he hits the pillow. No way could you sleep in the same bedroom as him. We sleep in separate rooms for the past 15 years. I had a brother-in-law who snores and you could hear him the other side of the road. In another house. That's, he snores so much.
Sometimes I think
Sean, if you're listening, like he won't be. He always stays in bed late.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.